from Trailblaze. This is Anchored, a roadie-themed podcast-style low-sodium option for the Ocean State Sea Salty's opinions. We're your host, Shay.
And Elise. And today we're talking lactose. It's coffee milk time!
What's up, folks? Welcome to Anchored. If you're a returning listener slash viewer, we're glad to have you back. And if you're a new listener slash viewer, sup.
If you want to follow us online and not in person, because it's socially acceptable that way, you can find us on the big four, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and the Twitters.
Today, we're going to be answering a question that non-Rhode Islanders have probably never had, but it's important for them to know if they ever step foot inside our walk-in-size closet of a state. What in God's name is coffee milk?
And because we can't talk shit about someone behind their back, we actually have some coffee milk with us today. For those of you at home, I will tell you that we just lifted up a gross glass of coffee milk.
It looks gross. As Elise pointed out to me earlier, imagine somebody at Dunkin' that got their coffee extra, 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 extra.
Yeah. And by extra, extra, I mean extra cream and extra sugar. And so it's just got that rim at the bottom of just sugar and it's crunchy. If you can chew on your coffee, you're doing it wrong, in my opinion.
It's all the sugar's all the way up to the top.
Oh, it's like so
a
gross.
Layer. Just like a little bit layer so of sugar. Anyway, yep. I even learned that you can get it in syrup form and milk carton jug form.
Yeah, it's always great to learn something new. But now that I actually have your attention, I just want to say that I find coffee milk alone, just in and of itself, not the syrup, but like coffee milk, or maybe even the syrup too, I don't know. I think it's repulsive. I think it's disgusting. You can give me coffee. You can give me coffee ice cream. You can give me a lot of those different things, but like thick coffee flavored like viscosity that is milk. It's the idea of strawberry milk too.
Yeah.
My milk comes white, 2% or chocolate.
What part of the cow is the strawberry milk?
No. No. No.
That sounds delicious though, so let's get started.
Oh my God.
As we taste this coffee milk, because this is how we're going to start, we're going to play a little game called Guess That State Beverage.
Okay. Oh, that's fucking horrible.
Which state beverage has cranberry juice?
I'm going to aim for Massachusetts.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bog.
Which state beverage is lemonade?
I want to say California.
You're so close, but no.
Nevada? What? That's Red Bull and vodka.
You're close. It's Arizona, and also it's pronounced Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, Red Bull, and what'd you say, vodka?
Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
$32 for a frozen Red Bull and vodka. I hate Vegas so much.
But she's going. You're going to go for that concert? That big concert that's coming up?
Maybe. Large crowds. There's not really my scene right now, so I'm wondering if I could live stream it, but even then. Shay is taking another drink. Nothing like clearing her mouth.
It tastes like a Werther's original. Would you say so?
Maybe. I mean, I guess there's... I wouldn't say that, but I could see how you would think that. It's got a mouthfeel of it.
Now, do you say syrup or syrup?
It depends on the thing. So it's like maple...
Which are you a slut for?
I am not a syrup slut. And I still... That was one of your friends on the internet. I think I say like maple syrup, but then I was like, oh, hand me that syrup.
I think I say syrup.
And then I say scissorup, but do you know what scissorup is?
Scissorup?
Yeah.
I heard about it in like a G6, the song, but what it actually is? No. No.
No.
No.
What state drink is scissorup? If you had to put that drink next to a state, what state would it be?
Oh, shit. Florida?
Oh my God, actually almost. But Louisiana.
Really? Because Wikipedia told me that milk is the state beverage of Louisiana.
Ezra, milk is the state beverage of... I've never had it.
What is scissor?
You've never had milk?
Not willingly.
Would you like? Who holds you down and just shoves milk? No. Also, we don't share milk. That is something I very much, the viscosity of something like that is not something where someone should share it. If you can get like your mouth crud back in the glass from not properly drinking, we shouldn't be sharing it.
I would have said Sizzurp is Memphis, Tennessee.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that too. But just it? Like Lil Wayne to me is the face of, like, if he was going to be in the, if we're going to have anybody be in a commercial, it would be Wheezy F Baby. Yeah, 3-6 Mafia too, but I don't know about now. Like, are they still trying to lean? I don't know.
What is Scissor?
We're just going to give you some tomorrow. You're so concerned. I don't think we're legally allowed to talk about it. We'll tell you later. We'll tell you later.
When the camera's not rolling.
Mm-hmm.
This shit, though, is everywhere. Like everywhere.
Yep. Like we said
before, everywhere.
Like we said before, you got your syrup. We got your prefab cartons, but we also have lattes, sorbets. If you're super gross and you think beer and milk is okay, they also even have coffee milk stouts.
I'm not a big fan of that one.
Yeah. You love a good beer, though.
I do love a good beer. We got this far without saying what coffee milk actually is or coffee syrup actually is.
Oh.
So
it's coffee flavoring.
Mm hmm.
Corn syrup.
Syrup.
And then sugar.
And sugar.
And then you just like throw it in some milk or it's already prefabbed. Like it's already
comes
together.
Out of nowhere.
Like it, no, like it's a carton of coffee milk that's already mixed in together should you want that.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay. Elisa, why? Do you know why it's so popular in Rhode Island?
I'll tell you after you tell me about the history of coffee milk.
Perfect segue.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Short story long. Actually, long story short. Italians and Portuguese introduced it. They love their coffee. Big Italian and Portuguese immigrant population in Rhode Island. Bada bing, bada boom. Now it's time for short story long. For its history in Rhode Island, like I just said, it took off in the 1930s when the Portuguese and Irish or Portuguese and Italian immigrant community really came to town, as you will. And they noticed that there was this drink that was introduced to the Civil War soldiers, which I will get to in one moment. But the Rhode Islanders noticed that there was a market for this drink. So Eclipse from Warwick, an autocrat from Lincoln, began selling the product after realizing there was a huge market for it. And by huge, I mean, one, the Italians and the Portuguese. But I also mean the parents who were using it as a way to get their kids to drink their milk.
Mm.
Because parents have always been falling for the drink your milk or else your kids will suck campaign.
Big dairy.
Big dairy. That's not really the campaign. But I think it's just a little funny that milk isn't branded and yet they had this giant marketing campaign starting in the 90s that just got people to drink milk. Like they're like, you got milk? It's like, no, I don't got milk. I'm a little lactose intolerant and I drink my coffee black. I don't got milk. But I got
they have lactate-free milk.
Oh, that's true. I saw a nice little commercial for that recently, but not that smart. Not that smart. Just a little lactose intolerant.
Also, that was Big Dairy.
I'm little toast intolerant.
Okay.
Little toast intolerant. Anyway, Autocrat bought out Eclipse in the 1990s, but they weren't evil. So instead of absorbing them and turning them into one company, they made sure that the same Eclipse coffee syrup was continued to be manufactured because they're not real.
Oh.
Or not, they're not evil. They're real wholesome.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. So prior to it becoming a thing in Rhode Island, the idea of mixing coffee grounds and sugar together was concocted in early 19th century London. A few recipe books had instructions for coffee milk, which is, and I quote, actually the website imbibe.com quoted, made by boiling a dessert spoonful of ground coffee in a pint of milk for a quarter hour, then clearing the concoction with a shaving or two of isinglass, which is a fish-derived gelatin.
I don't know if like fish-derived gelatins or horse hoof gelatins are worse, but
fish hoof.
I don't feel like we should just say it. I think it just should be gelatin.
We don't need to know where it
comes from. I don't care.
Like a nugget.
Yeah, got it.
Chicken nugget, squirrel nugget. Don't need to know. We'll get to that.
Squirrel nuggets. Okay, I'll give it to you. I'll let you eat it.
Well, it's like when the dollar store sells nuggets, you're like, where are they getting those from? Especially like the steaks, too. Is that a squirrel steak?
You're going to a dollar store that sells steaks?
No, I'm going to the TJ Maxx right next door to the dollar store.
Oh, okay.
But dollar steaks. Anyway, apparently this brew of fish gelatin, fish hooves, was regarded as a very fine breakfast, especially for those disposed toward afflictions of the lungs. COVID.
Nothing says tuberculosis like having chewy coffee bites for breakfast. It's like Jell-O? Ugh. Actually, I could probably get into coffee Jell-O. I'll figure it out. All right. Keep telling me more.
Next up, patent office. After they decided Ricola wasn't worth it, the recipe made its way to America in the 1860s and were published in Godey's Lady's Book, which I believe is the first publication to propose Thanksgiving as an American holiday.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's cool.
So it's totally the same thing as my 19-year-old cousin, Zine. And if you don't think that submitting your poem or your poetry or what have you to a zine won't get you anywhere, talk to Godey's Lady's Book. Oh, God. Go for gold. Go for Godey's. Anyway, Civil War troops were fed the beverage to keep up their spirits, and then they took them back to their home after they stopped playing war. Enter Rhode Island a few decades later when the Italian-Portuguese immigration population popped off in Little Rhodey. Coffee milk got a big boost when new immigrants were reminded of drinks from their home. For Italians, it was the Cafe Shakerato of southern Italy, a refreshing mix of espresso, sugar, ice, and sometimes cream, shaken vigorously until smooth and frothy. And for the Portuguese, it was Mazagran, a popular sweetened iced coffee drink that was, or that has its roots in Algeria.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Which at least helped me earlier figure out where Algeria was.
Yeah. Got a map out and everything.
A physical map.
Everything. Everything's out there.
But anyway, not really a whole lot to do with the history of coffee syrup, aside from it being a Rhode Island thing, because we had a lot of Italian and Portuguese immigrants, and Italians and Portuguese like their coffee, and they like their coffee sweet. The end.
Extra, extra. And now for the tale of Rhode Island and coffee milk. So actually, I've been waiting for this for about 15 years. My first introduction to coffee milk. I don't like that you're making eye contact with me when you're sipping on your milk. But you're just direct eye contact while you're chugging milk.
I'll make eye contact with them.
Yeah. Look into the camera, you creep. Anyway, so my first introduction to coffee milk was at an unnamed elementary school in Newport, Rhode Island. That is disgusting. And I was there as part of my AmeriCorps position at the time during fall break. And so we were hanging out with the youngins during break. And as you can imagine, I was wildly popular.
Oh, yeah. You come off as somebody who's popular.
Kids love me. So anyway, I was asked to get the milks out of the cooler for snack. And as a professional snacker, I was super pumped. I was ready for this task. But
this is what I'm made for.
Exactly. I was alarmed to find three kinds of milk in said cooler. Yeah.
And those were?
It's not just white or chocolate. I assumed it would be strawberry because hell hath no fury like me. Because that's disgusting.
Like a strawberry milk cow scorned.
Ugh. It was coffee milk. And all I could think was, no wonder the average height of this state is 5'7". Because everyone knows coffee stunts your growth. Just like cigarettes.
Yeah. Was this coffee, or not this coffee, this milk, were they in cartons or bags?
What the heck? Cartons?
It's a fair question. We had milk bags at my school.
Did you guys all just walk around with like loose like bags of milk to drink?
They were what did
they had like a Capri Sun?
Pierce it. It's like a, yeah, like a bag.
Like a Capri Sun?
No, it like laid down flat and you hit it. Yeah.
And so you guys just had like blobs of milk on a table and you just all like put a straw into it?
Yeah,
we sucked out of it?
We did for about a year, and then our school got in a lot of trouble because people were, one, putting them in their shirts as fake boobs. Two, they were also throwing them and hitting people across the face.
Yeah, no, because that is obviously just a water balloon. But so wait, it's an individual bag?
Yeah, it's a bag.
And it just like flops around like a breast implant like that?
Yeah, that's what they put. Yeah, I know. A lot of people with them in their shirts.
Is this No Child Left Behind? Is that what this is? Is this what
apparently
Barbara Bush did this to us? Show me this bag. I'm so annoyed by this. It literally is just a bag. How did you? What's wrong? Are you guys okay?
No.
No wonder you guys are so messed up. And by you guys, I mean young people. Oh. But you had them too? in Louisiana,
which is also close to Canada.
State beverage of milk in a bag. Yo, this is wild. We're going to do a poll on the Twitters to find out who else had milk in bags.
Anyway, before we got to bags of milk, you were saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm flabbergasted by this. Either way, everybody's short here, and it's because of coffee. but the kids made me try it. And they're like, come on, miss. Like, also, every middle school student here calls their teachers or, like, authority figures miss or mister. They're like, miss, oh, my God, miss, you got to come try this. Also, they like to say, like, they're bunking. Like, they're going to skip school. They say bunking. Also, my other favorite was when I found out that they said, I'm going to bang you in your face, which means I'm going to punch you in your face. But I was like, yo, these kids are very open about what they want. Like, you know, I don't know if
I can't say shit back.
Yeah, I can't. I would prefer you not bang me in my face, kid, if I can ask that from you. Either way, the kids made me try it. They watched me heave. It wasn't a dry heave, a little. And then they made me their leader, like in Gulliver's Travels, because I didn't read that book. And that was
the only
a fun literary joke.
I didn't really know.
Anyway, back to business. My bad. So why does Rhode Island have an obsession with coffee milk, you ask? Well, like Shay stated, it's mostly the Portuguese and the Italians. I personally blame specifically the Italians. And by blame, I mean I thank them for sharing their culture with me. In Rhode Island, there are two major brands still holding the torch. There's Autocrat, which we talked about earlier, and a newbie, which is Dave's Coffee. And so,
who is Dave? Who is he?
I don't know, but I love his grocery stores. What I find so interesting...
Is that the same Dave as
no,
the cop?
No, okay. It's not.
So many people named Dave's. Dave.
It's biblical.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Anyway, so Rhode Island is so tied to coffee milk that in 1993, when little Shay was just a little nugget, the state's leaders planted the flag and made coffee milk the official state drink.
That calls for a drink of coffee milk.
Yeah. Slurp it noisily on the freaking microphone. Anyway, oh, your mouth noises. Just so gross. Anyway, in May of 1993, the House voted 49-36 to make it the state drink, following the Senate, which had already approved a similar measure 36-6. Yo, who voted against this? I hope there's still some shame upon their families. And I'm planning on doing a little bit more research to name some names on the next go round. So I hope they're still around. 1993 was a little while ago. Anyway, shortly after, said bill was signed by Governor Bruce Sumlin, and coffee milk reached
Bruce
our official beverage distinction. Representative John Barr of Lincoln actually sponsored the legislation under the presumption that it would, quote unquote, bring a little levity into the session. He was like, let me mix it up. Instead, it actually faced the wrath of those who felt that Dell's Frozen Lemonade, a local brand, was more appropriate drink. And so he goes, look, I love that I've got the quotes for this. I drink coffee milk. My father drank coffee milk. His father drank coffee milk. Dell's is a fine product, but lemonade, uniquely Rhode Island? I don't think so. And then he dropped the gavel. That was it. Thank God for Rep Barr for prevailing, because me and my boy Mr. Lemon would have had to be cracking some skulls right about now. Because down with Dell's. Hashtag down with Dells.
We got an opinion.
Yep. Speaking of drinks, Shay, do you know what we call ice cream, milk, and coffee syrup together?
Coffee entertainment center.
Oh my God. Nope. It's a cabinet.
Oh, I was so close.
That was a joke.
Furniture.
For those of you wondering what the fuck that was at home. The love of God. It's a cabinet or a frap in Massachusetts, but allegedly that's where soda jerks, which is by far the coolest name for a worker. Some will call you a podcast jerk. And so kept the blenders. And so they call it a cabinet because that's where they put, like, oh, I got to open the cabinet over here. Stuff's making sense, which I like when things like that make sense. When I was a little kid, I used to try and invent things like in my head, like if we never did this, what would life be like? Like if we never put a radio in the car, would it have like, would music have had continued to evolve in the way that it did? Like, would we have Beyonce right now if we never put a radio in a car and we were just driving in silence?
Oh, God. Reminds me of my childhood. Never any music in the car.
What?
Silence.
Why?
Call Audrey.
Is that your mom? Yeah. Does she not like music? Does she not listen to music? What did you guys clean your house to?
It was silence. Yeah. No, it was just when we would drive. Like, we would be driving up the mountainside looking for deer to hunt. I was crying in the back. My mom was looking out.
You guys drove around to hunt deer?
Oh, yeah. Montana.
You drive to hunt?
Yeah, my stepdad's Ford.
That's not typical. I want to point that out to everybody else who...
Ford F-250. We never got deer, funny enough.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, because you're driving a giant-ass truck. I wonder why there's deer aren't just, like, sitting here eating 150 yards in the distance. Did you guys have, like, a shotgun, too? What did you...
Oh, yeah. My God. My mom was the spotter, and my stepdad was the shooter. I was the crier.
Who was the driver?
My stepdad. In Montana, you drive with a gun.
Shotguns take two hands.
Oh, he's a big guy.
Okay.
Ford F-250, backwoods of Montana, no music.
Because you didn't want to scare the deer away.
Priorities, yeah.
Good Lord. Oh, my God. I have so many more questions now. Now I like want to get my hunter friends on just to be like, they have more questions. I just have so many questions. You never caught a deer, though? I just want to confirm that was the case. You guys
never caught a deer.
You never bagged a deer?
We never bagged a deer. My mom did get bow and arrows for Christmas this year, though.
No.
So they're still going.
I hope they get like a three-wheeler and they just go try and bow hunt off the back of it. Good fucking Lord.
We love Audrey and Phil.
Absolutely. Thanks for making Shay. Either way, like I said before, if you want to try coffee milk and or you're just into raw dog on the syrup, you can get all your liquid bases covered from lattes to stouts and everything in between in this gorgeous, gorgeous state. Personally, I'm not one to hot wiener in coffee milk, nor calamari in coffee milk, but you do you, Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm. Take a hot wiener. Dunk it.
You're the most repulsive person. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. There's loose onions in your coffee milk.
The way that she said it, there was care in her voice. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, Shay. But good Lord.
Now I have something to go to therapy with next week.
Yeah, there you go. At least shamed me publicly about how my family hunts.
I stick hot wieners in my coffee milk. Whatever. Anyway, Elise, do you have anything more to say about coffee milk?
No, I do not. Again, I'm not trying to yuck your yums. I want you all to go out there and enjoy it. If you love it, drink it. That's amazing. Don't make eye contact with me when you look at when you're drinking it. And don't try to share your milk with me because your mouth stuff. You're so gross. But other than that, I'm all for it.
Really?
Yeah, I celebrate.
You don't yuck people's yums.
I try not to.
And for that, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Anyway, that's all we have for today, folks, ! Don't forget to follow us on social at Anchor the Show. But more importantly, don't forget to
stay salty.
Anchored is produced by Trailblaze Media, along with myself, Elise Swearingen, and Shay Weintraub. From Trailblaze Media, Ezra Winters is our executive producer.